Praise the person who shows him goodness. Neither does he pray for the person who shows him goodness. It's like the person, his affair is like the person who puts on two clothes, two garments of falsehood. This was what we read yesterday. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likened the person who does not praise, he does not pay back goodness with goodness, neither does he show gratitude to the one who has done him good. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that such a person, faka annama labisa thawbayzu, he is as if he puts on a cloth of falsehood. May Allah protect us. The next hadith we shall read is also paying attention to paying back goodness for goodness. The second hadith we shall read today, inshallah. It also basically pays attention to paying goodness for goodness. فَلْيُكَافِئْهُ مَنْ سُنِعَ إِلَيْهِ مَعْرُوفٌ فَلْيُكَافِئْهُ. The second hadith under that chapter heading occurs as hadith 216. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah placed it under 216. In it, Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, حَدَّثَنَا مُسَدَّدٌ قال حدثنا أبو عوانة عن الأعمش عن مجاهد ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من استعاذ بالله فأعيذوه من استعاذ بالله فأعيذوه ومن سأل بالله فأعطوه من سأل بالله فأعطوه ومن أتى إليكم معروفا فكافئوه فإن لم تجدوا فادعوا له حتى يعلم أن قد كافأتموه من استعاذ بالله فأعيذوه ومن سأل بالله فأعطوه ومن أتى إليكم معروفا فكافئوه فإن لم تجدوا فادعوا له حتى يعلم أن قد كافأتموه. الإمام البخاري in hadith number 216, he says, رحمه الله حدثنا مسدد. We know الإمام مسدد, he is مسدد ابن مسرهد. He was also from amongst the teachers of الإمام أحمد. He is Musaddadun ibn Musarad ibn Musarbalin, rahimahullah, from amongst the teachers of Al-Bukhari. And he happens to be from amongst those who received knowledge from Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, Musaddad. He said, Haddafana Abu Awana. Musaddad said, Haddafana Abu Awana. Abu Awana, we had read a number of ahadith reported from him in this book. His name is Waddah ibn Abdullah al-Yashkuri. Abu Awana, he is Waddah ibn Abdullah al-Yashkuri. Rahimahullah, he is reporting from Al-A'mash. Al-A'mash is Sulaiman ibn Mihran, one of the scholars of hadith and also a scholar of the recitals of the Quran. He said, rahimahullah, an Mujahid, he is reporting from Mujahid ibn Jabr. Mujahid ibn Jabr was a great scholar of hadith. He was a great scholar of the recitals of the Quran, and a major from amongst the biggest scholars of tafsir. Mujahid ibn Jabr learned the Quran from Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he would stop at every verse to ask about the meanings of the verses. He did that about twice for the entirety of the Quran. Mujahid ibn Jabr is a major student from amongst those who learned tafsir al-Quran from Abdullah ibn Abbas. From amongst his teachers, amongst the companions, was also Abdullah ibn Umar. And this hadith is from those that he learned from Abdullah ibn Umar. So he said, and even Umar, he is reporting from Abdullah ibn Umar, Abu Abdurrahman al-Adawi, radiyallahu anhuma, who said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar said, the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, Man ista'adha billahi fa'idhuhu. Man ista'adha billahi fa'idhuhu. Man ista'adha billahi fa'idhuhu. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Man ista'adha billahi fa'idhuhu. Anyone who asks us for al-isti'adha, he asks for protection. Any person who asks for refuge from us, fa'idhuhu, protect him, provide him refuge. If a person comes to us to seek refuge, I beg you in Allah's name, man ista'adha billah, he asks us refuge in the name of Allah. I beg you in the name of Allah, billahi alayk, and tadfa'a anni sharrak. I beg you in Allah's name, protect me from the evil from your hands. Somebody can say, I beg you, protect me from whatever evil you have. Somebody comes to us and says to us, I seek refuge in you, protect me. Protect me, but I beg you in Allah's name, protect me. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, fa'idhu, grant that person protection. When we were younger than this, we had situations where pickpockets pursued people and they were running into some houses. If such a person runs into your house seeking safety, fa'idhu, protection. Man ista'adha billah, whoever comes to you and begs you in the name of Allah, protect me, protect him. If he asks for protection from whatever evil that may be in your own hand against him, protect him. If he seeks protection, min sharri ghayrik, maybe from any evil that he feared from somebody else, whether that evil, he fears evil from us for whatever reason, or he fears evil that may reach him from some other person, grant this person, grant him refuge. If he asks for refuge, if he asks for protection, and he asks you in the name of Allah, protect me, protect him by way of showing reverence to Allah. He asks you, grant me protection. I beg you in Allah's name, grant me protection. Fa'idhuhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, protect him, grant him refuge. He fears that you may commit evil, direct evil to him, or he fears that someone from somewhere may bring evil to him, and you have the ability to protect him from that evil. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if a person asks for protection from you, grant him protection. He begs you in Allah's name for protection, grant him protection. Now I think it's necessary to give this clarification. If a person commits a crime and runs towards you to hide away from crime, if a person commits crime and runs towards you by way of running away from Christ, such that when you protect him, it will not have any other implication other than that you are helping him upon that crime. This is unlawful in Islam. If a person commits a crime and runs towards you for protection, and the protection or refuge you will grant him, it will not have any other implication other than that you are helping him upon that crime, or you are preventing him from the punishments that are due to him regarding the crime that he has committed. This kind of a protection is not lawful. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man ahdatha muhdathan," anyone who introduces an innovation, "aw awa muhdathan," or he protects a criminal, "iwa'ul muhdith," protecting a criminal is prohibited in Islam. In that narration, the Messenger says, "Fala'anatullahi alayhi wal malaikati wal nas ajma'in." May the curse of Allah be upon such a person, who, the one who provides shelter for a criminal so that he is able to evade justice. Don't provide shelter for a criminal. But on the other hand, a person is threatened by a criminal, and then he runs towards you to ask for protection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Fa'idhuhu," protect him. "Man ista'adha billah," someone runs to you and begs you in Allah's name, "Protect me." "Fa'idhuhu," grant him protection. From that is that you may have a subordinate who perhaps you were flogging, like in the case of Abu Mas'udin al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, who was flogging one of his slaves out of an offense the slave had committed. But he became so angry and his flogging went beyond bounds. Like he said regarding himself radiallahu anhu, the slave kept on begging him. From the things the slave said, may Allah pardon the two of them, the slave said, "A'udhu billah." Al-Imam Muslim reports that an Abi Mas'udin annahu kana yadribu gulamahu. We had read this hadith, the hadith of Abu Mas'ud, when he was flogging his slave and he became angry in that. That occurs in hadith 171. In the report of that hadith 171 that occurs in Sahih Muslim, Abu Mas'udin al-Ansari said, reported that annahu, he said regarding himself that kana yadhribu gulamahu faja'ala yaqul a'udhu billah. He was flogging his slave and that slave began to say, "A'udhu billah, I ask refuge with Allah." Faja'ala yadhribuhu, but Abu Mas'udin continued to flog him. He himself said, "Falam afham as-sawt min al-ghadab," but I did not understand what the voice was saying. I didn't pay attention to that voice, min shiddatil ghadab, because Abu Mas'udin al-Badri radiyallahu anhu was so angry with him. The man went on and began to say, "A'udhu bi Rasulillah," I also seek refuge with the Messenger of Allah. He was asking refuge with the Messenger of Allah when he saw the Prophet coming. When that slave saw the Prophet was coming, he started to ask refuge with the Prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Mas'udin al-Badri, saw the Prophet, fatarakahu, so he left that slave. The point of reference here was that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scolded and cautioned Abu Mas'udin al-Badri. He said to him, alayhi salatu wassalam, "Wallahi, I swear by Allah, lallahu akdaru alayka minka alayhi, lallahu, Allah is certainly akdaru alayk, Allah has a greater power over you, minka alay, than the power you have over that slave. And as a result of that, Abu Mas'udin al-Badri freed that slave on the spot. He said, "Fahuwa hurrun liwajhillah." He becomes free for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, "Law lam taf'al lamassat kanna." If you did not do so, lamassat kanna, the fire would have touched you. Making us understand that there were a lot of irregularities with what the companion did. And he quickly, like is the way of the companions, radiallahu anhum, whenever they heard, they quickly returned to the path of repentance. One of what was wrong in the action, in the beating of Abu Mas'ud, of his slave, in Abu Mas'ud's beating of his slave, one of the things that were wrong with it was that the slave was asking for protection. A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah, I seek refuge with Allah. Faja'ala yadribuhu. Abu Mas'ud went on to continue to beat him. By that, he was contradicting this hadith that we are reading today, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ista'adha billahi fa'a'idhu, man ista'adha billahi fa'a'idhu. Whoever asks us for protection, he begs us with Allah seeking protection. He begs us with Allah seeking refuge. Let us consider the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is mighty. He has placed between us and Allah. From recognizing Allah's mightiness subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we should grant that has been requested from us out of the mightiness of Allah. And the exceptions regarding this matter has been clarified. A criminal seeks protection to hide crime. That is not what is addressed in this hadith. But the person who runs away from harm, he runs away from hurt, he seeks refuge, he seeks protection. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, fa'a'idhuhu, grant this person, grant him protection. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wa man sa'ala billah, fa'a'tuhu, man sa'ala billah. Whoever asks you, requests you, grant me, give me something. And he begs you in the name of Allah. This is very, very common. I beg you in the name of Allah, help me regarding so and so. I beg you in the name of Allah, give me so and so. I beg you in the name of Allah, give me food to eat. Those who beg, sometimes they come and then they start making dua. They start making dua. They want you to give them something. You are not paying for that dua. They just make the dua as a means to recognize the favor that they expect from you. The basic thing is that if a person asks you and asks you in the name of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fa'a'tuhu, give him. Man sa'ala billah, fa'a'tuhu. If a person asks you in the name of Allah, in recognition of the mightiness of Allah, give him. At the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, we remember Allah mentions that we regularly mention his name. You mention my name when you ask for something amongst yourself. Fattaqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi. Fear Allah by whose name you make your request. Please, in the name of Allah, can you give me this? In the name of Allah, can you help me? Allah Zakavani in Hausa, they say, please, in the name of Allah, can you give me? In the name of Allah, can you help me do this? In the name of Allah, can you do this? When you hand over that thing, place it in your mind. It is out of recognition of Allah's mightiness. Allah says, wa man sa'ala billah, whoever begs you in the name of Allah, fa'atuhu ta'ziman lismillah, by way of recognizing the mightiness of the name of Allah that he had mentioned, wa shafaqatan ala khalqillah, and by way of showing mercy and compassion to the slaves of Allah, showing compassion to the creatures of Allah. So when someone asks us, I beg you in the name of Allah, help me, help him in the name of Allah. Even though the ulama mentioned a few things that may go out of this, general rule. The first of them is that Allah yakuna fi harami. The request should not be a thing that is unlawful. Someone comes to you to beg you, I beg you in Allah's name, buy me alcohol. You will not buy him alcohol. Yes, he has mentioned Allah's name, but what he asks for is something that Allah has prohibited. Or if it will involve a haram, you know this person, when I give him, he will not do anything with the money that you give him except something that is unlawful. He will not do anything like those people touts. They will ask you, give me money. You know, once you give him that money, he is going to take alcohol with it, not even eat food. These kinds of givings are unlawful because it will aid no other than disobedience to Allah. Allah yakuna fil haram. That request should not be regarding something that is unlawful. The second thing regarding giving, whoever asks us and begs us in the name of Allah, is that and yaqdir al-mas'ul. The one who is asked should be able, should have the ability to do what? The ability to provide that help. If someone asks you, I beg you in the name of Allah, build me a house, and you yourself, you are living in a rented apartment because you can't afford to build a house. This is beyond your ability. And you have not been charged by Allah with something that is beyond ability. But what we need to do is what Allah mentions in Surah Al-Isra. When you return such person, return them with words of kindness. Sometimes when people see you, they think that you have a lot of money with you. So they think that, please, in Allah's name, can you provide me 500 naira? And you in the big car, wearing big babarika, you may not have 100 naira. And such a thing has happened to me a number of times. I drove out of the house one day, and a man parked. He was driving a Benz Jeep. He parked near me and was asking, I beg you in Allah's name, give me 200 naira to fuel my car. On that day, at that time, I was not having 200 naira with me. On that day, at that time, 200 naira was not on my body that I could release and say, hey. He said, this car, once it goes out of this junction, the fuel will become exhausted. But the person he is asking does not have. So when I said to him that I don't have, he was surprised. How will you, Alaji, dress like this? You are wearing a cap and you don't have 200 naira on you, you can give. It happens a lot with a lot of people. You go to them, you have a need of 100,000 naira, and they themselves don't have. They may not even have fed their families for that day. So when they say they don't have, you begin to look down angrily. You look down on them and then angrily, as if they are not recognizing Allah's mightiness, the name of Allah by which you have asked. The man doesn't have. The second condition regarding such requests that ulama have mentioned is that the one who is being asked will have the ability to provide what you have asked. The other thing that has also been mentioned regarding these issues is that la yulhiquhu bihi wa bi ahlihi darara. That giving will not bring that individual or his family to harm. You are asking him for 10,000 naira. He has the need to give 5,000 naira in his house for food. You are asking the man for 10,000. He has a need to provide 5,000 in his house. And he has 7,000 with him. He has what something he can give to you from what you have requested. So he has a greater need such that if he gave you the 5,000, he was going to bring his family over whom spending is compulsory on him. Because that he provides the food for his family is something that is compulsory on him. And that he provides for you, yes, it may be compulsory in the circumstance, but he has a more obligatory duty to provide for his family than providing for you. That's a more pressing obligation. And when two obligations confront, we take to the more pressing obligation. So he has a duty to provide for his family. So if all these restrictions and conditions are absent, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sa'ala billahi fa'atuhu." Whoever asks you, begging you in the name of Allah, give him. "Man ista'adha billahi fa'aidhu." Whoever seeks refuge, asking for protection. In the name of Allah, protect me. The Prophet said, "Fa'aidhu," protect. "Waman sa'ala billahi fa'a'tuhu." Whoever asks you, begging you in the name of Allah, fa'a'tuhu. Give him what he has begged you. There is a hadith that the calls in Sunan al-Nasa'i. Al-Imam al-Darmi has also reported it in his Musnad. And that hadith is from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. It has to do with the matter of asking for people, asking for help in the name of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "فَأُخْبِرُكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ النَّاسِ مَنْزِلَةً." It's a lengthy hadith. It has about three groups of issues. The third in the group of these issues is the one that we are reading to us. It also occurs in Silsilatul Ahadith al-Sahiha, number 255, by Al-Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah. In it, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhuma, فَأُخْبِرُكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ النَّاسِ مَنْزِلَةً. فَأُخْبِرُكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ النَّاسِ مَنْزِلَةً. Should I tell you about the worst of people in their status? Which, who amongst the people has the worst of status? قُلْنَا نَعْمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The companions answered and said, "Tell us, O Messenger of Allah." قَالَ. The Prophet said, عَلَيْهِ سَلَامُ. الَّذِي يَسْأَلُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا يُؤْتِي بِهِ. الَّذِي يَسْأَلُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. One of the worst people in the status that they occupy, in the position they occupy, are those who, يَسْأَلُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He will ask somebody, "I beg you in the name of Allah, give me. I beg you in the name of Allah, help me. I beg you in the name of Allah." He uses the name of Allah to beg the people. May Allah protect us. وَلَا يُؤْتِي بِهِ. But if he is begged in the name of Allah, he does not grant what is asked of him. He will beg using the name of Allah. But if you beg him in the name of Allah, he will not grant it. He obtains what he needs, asking in the name of Allah. But if you beg him in the name of Allah, he will not grant it. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are some of the people who occupy the worst of positions. The hadith is authentic and it occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i by Al-Imam al-Nasa'i. So he asks, he has two evils. The first evil is this person is asking, people ask him for the sake of Allah and he rejects. And then he's always, all the time, is asking in the name of Allah, "Give me, in the name of Allah, give me, in the name of Allah, give me." On the other hand, if he is asked in the name of Allah, he will not. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. If he is asked in the name of Allah, he will not give. But he goes about asking the people for all that he needs, asking in the name of Allah. So let us respect the name of Allah. If a person asks us in the name of Allah, let us give. A question is likely to come at the time of question, and I think I should address it. How about when we know that this person asked, is just asking in addition? Give him whatever you can give him by way of coming out of this hadith. You know that he has. You are not thinking that he has. Because some of the people, wallahi,
Yes, you would think that he has, but he has not. Allah mentioned that in the Quran. Because he will not go about begging the people. And as it occurs in the hadith of Abu Huraira, the people will consider him to be very rich because he has ta'akkub. He will not go about asking. And he does his things well. So everyone who sees him has an impression that he has. So if he asks you, you may say, oh, you who has, why are you asking me? But he may truly not have. But if you are certain that the person has, and then he asks you, what do you do? You give him by way of coming out of the hadith. That is upon him, so that you do not violate that narrative where the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sa'ala billahi fa'atuhu. The one who asks you, begs you in the name of Allah, provide him what he has asked. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ista'adha billahi fa'a'idhu. Whoever begs you for protection in the name of Allah, protect him. Woman sa'ala billahi fa'a'tuhu. Whoever asks you, demands for something from you in the name of Allah, he begs you in Allah's name, fa'a'tuhu. Give him. And here we come to the point of reference. Woman ata ilaykum ma'rufan fakafi'uhu. Man ata ilaykum ma'rufan fakafi'uhu. Whoever comes to you, brings any kind of goodness to you, fakafi'uhu. Make mukafa'a. That is, ahsinu ilayhi misla ma ahsana ilayhi. Ahsinu ilayhi. This person who has bring goodness to you, ahsinu ilayhi. Ahsin ilayhi. You, as an individual, ahsin ilayhi. Be kind to him. Return goodness for his goodness. Mislu ma ahsana ilaykum. The kind of goodness that he has exchanged, given to you, give him goodness. Someone does good to you, no good to him. Allah had told us in the Quran about that. Wa ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilaykum. You should show goodness to you, to people, as Allah has shown goodness to you. When you show goodness to the slaves of Allah, you are showing goodness for the goodness that Allah has shown to you. If you show goodness to the slaves of Allah, and then they beg you in the name of that Allah who has been kind to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it behoves you to also be kind to them. So be kind to the people. When they show you kindness, show them kindness. If he gives you money, if you have the ability, give him also. Return good for good. Return goodness for goodness. Don't be the one who only likes to take goodness, but he hardly ever gives goodness. Return goodness for goodness. Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan? Does goodness have any reward except goodness? Don't be like the people who are bad, so bad. When someone does good to them, they return with Allah to better. What we are commanded to do is that once goodness is done to us, we must return good for good. And that comes under this chapter heading, Babu Man Suni'a ilayhi ma'rufun falyukafi'uhu. The point of reference in our hadith is what we have read. Man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufun. Whoever has any kind of goodness, whether that goodness is connected to speech or action, falyukafi'uhu. Let him pay back that goodness. Let him return ihsan for ihsan. Whoever is shown ihsan should return ihsan for ihsan. And then the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَدْعُوا لَهُ. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا, if you can't find something to return ihsan for ihsan, فَدْعُوا لَهُ. Pray for that person. In the first hadith we read, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ مَا يُجْزِئُهُ فَلْوِسْنِ عَلَيْهِ. So two things. أَفْتَنَاءُ عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِ. Praise him, speak well of him, talk, tell the people about him. This person was kind to me. He did so and so and so to me. I remember one of the brothers was saying to me, we were in Mecca, and I was praying for somebody and speaking well about him because he introduced me to some of the biggest scholars that I have made a lot of benefit from. So one of the brothers said, he says it a lot that he connected between you and these scholars. I said, well, that is it. As for me, I have to say that the person who made the connection, who made me to meet these people of knowledge and wisdom, the Ibn Allah, was so and so and so person. I beg Allah to forgive him. The man is late today. So if any person does good to you, you are not able to do exactly the kind of good that he has done to you. You are not able to do something in response for his goodness. Don't forget. Say well of him behind him. Say good of him behind him. You can even say it to his face if it will not bring about evil to him. Say well of him. Praise him. Mention it to him. Appreciate it to him. Thank him for it. And then make dua. The Prophet in this hadith, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَدْعُوا لَهُ. If you can't find something to return that goodness that he has done to you, فَدْعُوا لَهُ. Pray for him. Make dua for him. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, make that dua for him. حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. Make the dua. حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ. In another report of this hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا. So in two reports, in one report, حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ. Make dua until he himself will recognize. In another report, he says, until تَرَوْا, you will recognize. So the two of them, I mentioned the two of them also in the class yesterday. You make the dua until your mind tells you. Or you make the dua until you recognize, meaning that you make the dua so profusely until both parties understand that the one who has received kindness is really, really appreciating and showing gratitude for the kindness that he has received. The Prophet said, فَدْعُوا لَهُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said, فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. Make dua for him until يَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. He will recognize that it has been shown an exact kind of kindness in line with the kind of goodness that he has shown to you. And we read yesterday that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufun faqala li fa'ili, whoever to whom goodness is done, and then he said to the one who did goodness to him, jazakallahu khaira. He says, jazakallahu khaira to that person. May Allah reward you with goodness. Faqad ablagha fi sana. Such a person has reached very, very far limit. He has gone so far fi sana in the praise of you or in the prayer for you. So one of the things we can do, we can say, jazakallahu khaira. Jazakallahu khaira. There are two questions I would like to quickly put forward and respond to under this same jazakallahu khaira or jazakumullahu khaira, as the case may be, or jazakillahu khaira. Can we say jazakumullahu khaira more than once? Because the Prophet said in this hadith, man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufun faqala li fa'ilihi jazakallahu khaira faqad ablagha sana. He did not repeat it. But can we repeat? Can we say jazakumullahu khaira? Jazakumullahu khaira, repeating it. The ulama say yes, we can repeat it. They say because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iza da'a salasan, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes dua, he repeats it thrice. When he makes dua, he repeats the dua thrice. This is evidence that when you make dua, because this is fad'u, pray for him. So you can say each of the wordings of the prayer three times. So if you are saying jazakumullahu khairan, you can say jazakumullahu khairan. How many times? You can say three times. You can say jazakumullahu khairan, jazakumullahu khairan, jazakumullahu khairan. The generality in that expression that iza da'a da'a salatan also covers this affair that when we make dua, it is lawful for us to express those expressions of dua three times. So you can say jazakumullahu khairan, jazakumullahu khairan. You can say more than that, and you can use other expressions. But if you say jazakumullahu khaira faqad ablaghta fi sana, you have gone so far in praising that person and making dua for him. The second question I like to ask under that, what if the one who gave us benefit, who did good to us, was a non-Muslim? Can you say Jazakumullahu khaira to a non-Muslim? The ulama, one of the scholars, answered this question. He was asked, can you say Jazakumullahu khaira to a non-Muslim who does good to you? He said it's in two ways. If you intend Jazakumullahu khaira, and the khair, goodness, that you desire for this non-Muslim is guidance upon Islam. Because the best and the biggest of what a Muslim should ask Allah for regarding a non-Muslim is his guidance. When a non-Muslim does not have the guidance of Islam, he is bereft of goodness. When a non-Muslim, the one who does not have the guidance of Islam, is bereft, he lacks the biggest of the good things that he can ever have. So when we pray for people, we look for their needs. The need of the non-Muslim is guidance upon Islam, so that he has the ability to gain the reward for those good deeds. Don't forget, if a person is upon kufr and he does good deeds, if he becomes a Muslim, the rewards for those good deeds come back to him. But if he dies as a non-Muslim, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا, he does not have any place, no account for him on the day of Qiyamah. So if you say Jazakumullahu khaira to a non-Muslim, intending that khair will be hidayah, the Sheikh says it is permissible for you. Or if you can make other supplications regarding guidance for him, it's also lawful. But regarding Jazakumullahu khaira, if the khair you intend for him is the khair of guidance onto the path of Islam, he said then it is lawful. He said, but if the khair that you intend is the khair of this dunya and the khair of the akhirah, because both of them are contained in that dua, if you say Jazakallahu khaira, Allah gives jaza in this world, he also gives jaza in the hereafter. So the rewards are in two folds if you say Jazakallahu khaira. Jazakallahu khairan in this world, Jazakallahu khairan in the hereafter. This is the general meaning of that expression, Jazakumullahu khaira. So if you say Jazakumullahu khaira to a non-Muslim, intending that he'll be rewarded in this world and in the hereafter, then that's unlawful. That's unlawful because there is no jaza bil khair for a non-Muslim in the hereafter. The entirety of their rewards will be things that they will obtain in this world. But as for hereafter, they don't have an account to withdraw from the hereafter. What makes the individual become eligible to get rewards for good deeds done in this world in the hereafter is Islam, Iman. If he does not have Iman, he does not have an account to withdraw the goodness from. But if he has Iman, he has an account. He has a place where the rewards for the goodness will be placed, no matter how small the Iman is. So we can say Jazakumullahu khaira to a non-Muslim if what we intend by the khair is that Allah should guide him to the path of al-Islam. The Prophet said in this hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, the 216th hadith in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, man ista'adha billahi fa'a'idhuhu, whoever seeks protection from you, ask him in the name of Allah, provide him protection. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَمَنْ سَأَلَ بِاللَّهِ فَأَعْطُوهُ, if a person begs you, asking you for something in the name of Allah, give him. وَمَنْ أَتَى إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا, whoever brings goodness to you, kindness to you, he does good to you, فَكَافِئُوهُ, pay him back, return the goodness with goodness. And then he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا, if you can't find something to pay back the goodness, pray for him, hatta, so much so that until ya'lama an qad kafa'tumuhu, he will recognize the fact that you have also shown goodness and kindness to him. Think that this hadith is clear, bi-idhnillah, and we can move to the next hadith and the next chapter. This chapter we just finished is a chapter that's about Mansuni'a ilayhi ma'rufun falyutafi'uhu. Whoever to whom goodness is done should pay back with goodness. Let us all go and note it. When goodness is directed to you, pay back with goodness. When goodness is done to you, pay back with goodness. In this chapter, the new chapter, we'll be dealing with man lam yajidil mukafata falyad'u lahu. The one who does not find al-mukafa'a. He does not find a means to be able to pay back the kind of good that he has received. He does not have a way. You gave him a gift. He does not have a way to be able to pay you, give you a gift in return. He does not have a way to. He does not find a way. So what does he do? فَلْيَدْعُ لَهُ. Let him pray for the person and mention the person with goodness who has done good to him. That hadith is hadith 217. In it, Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, حَدَّثَنَا مُوسَى ibn إِسْمَعِيلِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا حَمَّادِ ibn سَلَمَا عَنْ ثَابِتٍ عَنْ عَنَسٍ أَنَّ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ذَهَبَ الْأَنصَارُ بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ قَالَ لَا مَا دَعَوْتُمُ اللَّهَ لَهُمْ وَأَفْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دعوتم الله لهم وأثنيتم عليهم به. الإمام البخاري reported this hadith from his Shaykh موسى بن إسماعيل التبوذكي رحمه الله who said حدثنا حماد بن سلمة. موسى بن إسماعيل التبوذكي he said رحمه الله that حماد بن سلمة reported to him from Thabit. Thabit is the eminent student of Anas ibn Malik. He is Thabit al-Bunani. Thabit al-Bunani. But this hadith is also reported from Anas ibn Malik, also by his eminent student, Umayd ibn al-Tawil. Umayd al-Tawil also reports this hadith, and the report of Umayd ibn al-Tawil occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and it is bigger and wider than this report in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, but with the same message, the same hadith from Anas. It appears, and Allah knows best, that Thabit al-Bunani has summarized the entire incident and only gave us the direct expressions of the Prophet, as we shall see. But in the report of Kumayd ibn Tawil from Anas, he was elaborate. I think we should go to that. It occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, hadith 2487. It occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, hadith 2487. But here it occurs as hadith 217. Here in Al-Adab al-Mufrad. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in the report of Umayd al-Tawil from Anas ibn Malik of the same incident, Anas ibn Malik said, radiyallahu anhu, قَالَ لَمَّا قَدِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَدِينَةِ أَتَاهُ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ فَقَالِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina at the time of Hijra, أَتَاهُ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ فَقَالُوا. The Muhajirun, the people of Makkah who migrated to Medina, the likes of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Suhaib, Ar-Rumi, Abdurrahman ibn Awf, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and the rest of the companions who made Hijra radiyallahu anhum. Faqalu, these companions, the Muhajirun, the best of the people amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, ma ra'ayna qawman abdala min kathirin. مَا رَأَيْنَا قَوْمًا أَبْذَلَ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ. We have not seen a group of people. أَبْذَلَ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ. Who, when they have a lot, they give a lot. We have not seen a group of people. أَبْذَلَ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ. They have a lot and they give a lot. They are so giving. They make bazil from كثير. They have a lot and they are still giving. رضي الله عنه. وَلَا أَحْسَنَ مُوَافَاتًا مِنْ قَلِيلٍ. And when they have a little, they still give preference to you from their little. When they have a lot, they are giving a lot, giving from the lot. And when they have a little, they still prefer you they still give preference to you from their little. Radiallahu anhum. Those are the Ansar. The Muhajirun, we are describing the Ansar. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They said, ma ra'ayna qawman abzala min kathirin. We have not seen a group of people who so much give out of much. Wala ahsana muwasatan min qalil. And they are so nice in terms of giving preference to their brothers out of the little that they have. Min qawmin, like a group of people. Nazalna bayna al-qurihim, that we have come to start residing amongst them. These people that we are living with, these Ansar, we have not seen a people like them. When they have a lot, they give a lot. When they have little, they still prefer their brothers to them. This is what Allah mentioned to us in Surah 2 Al-Hashr regarding the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the Muhajirun. Alhamdulillah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question, that makes us remember what Allah told us about the Ansar in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. This is what the companions were also telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. The companions, the Muhajirun, went on and they said, لَقَدْ كَفَوْنَا الْمُؤْنَى. لَقَدْ كَفَوْنَا الْمُؤْنَى. الْمُؤْنَى are things that you do for yourself, for personal benefit. But when you are doing it, you face some sort of trials. They have helped us over our hard jobs. When they have a hard job, Ansar help them again. Radiallahu anhum. وَأَشْرَكُونَا فِي الْمَهْنَى. And they also come to help us fill mahna regarding the jobs that we can do easily. When we do hard things, they come to help us. When we do easy jobs that we can just do, they still want to have a hand. They give us everything. When they have, they give. When they have a little, they give us preference. When we are doing a hard job, they join us. When we are doing jobs that are not even hard and difficult to achieve, they also come. Radiallahu anhum. وَيْشَارِكُونَنَا. And then they combine and join us on those jobs. Hatta, so much so that لَقَدْ خِفْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبُوا بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ. What we fear is that it is as if they have gone with all the rewards, the Muhajirun. They are saying that, O Messenger of Allah, these Ansar, they give us when they have. When they don't have, they still give us preference. They give us. When we do hard jobs, they come with us, they help us. When we do jobs that are simple to achieve, they also have a hand in it. Hatta khifna. We begin to fear annahum, that these people, radiallahu anhum, yazhabu bil ajri kullihi. Hatta laqad khifna an yazhabu bil ajri kullihi. We fear that they might have gone with all the rewards. So we understand that the Muhajirun came to ask this question because of their zeal for rewards. Yes, we made hijrah, but we want rewards. Have these people not gone with all the rewards? They gave us food to eat. It means when we eat their food and we observe salah, they'll be gaining from it. We eat their food, we go for jihad, they gain from our rewards. Even though our rewards are not reduced, but they are gaining more. They do what we do. They pray, we pray. They observe fasting, we observe fasting. They make jihad, we make jihad. They make sadaqah, we make sadaqah, but they make more so that cut to us. Is it? And Allah has encouraged this kind of a healthy competition for rewards. He said, "Fastabiqul khayrat." All of you compete yourself in terms of doing good. Istabiqul khayrat. Seek, race towards good. Compete yourself, healthy competition to do that which is good. So the Muhajirun radiallahu anhum came to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we find in this hadith 217. Anna al-muhajirina qalu, that the Muhajirun say, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, ذهب الأنصار بالأجر كله. So you can see the expression. In the report of Humayd in al-Tawil from Anas, he said, لَقَدْ خِفْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبُوا بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ. In the report of Thabit al-Bunani, he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ذَهَبَ الْأَنصَارُ بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ. So you can see the end. The essence of the message is preserved in the two reports. When they said that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, in both reports, in the report of Humayd and in the report of Thabit, both of whom we are reporting from Anas ibn Malik, the Prophet said, La, ma da'awtum Allah lahum wa afnaytum bil ajri alayhim. Says, La, they have not gone with all the rewards. Ma da'awtum Allah lahum. As long as you pray that Allah should reward them. As long as when they do those good deeds, you are also saying Jazakumullahu khaira. Your Jazakumullahu khaira will come in the place of the ihsan. They are doing ihsan and getting rewards. They are being nice to you and getting rewards. They are directing goodness to you and getting the rewards. And you are saying Jazakumullahu khaira and getting rewards. They are showing you goodness and you are getting rewards. And they are getting rewards. Your goodness that will come face to face with that goodness is you should be saying Jazakumullahu khairan, Jazakumullahu khairan, Jazakumullahu khairan. He said, Ma da'awtumullaha lahum. As long as you beg Allah for them, as long as you pray for them, your rewards are still established. Wa afnaytum alayhim bihi. And you are mentioning good, you are praising them, you are mentioning the goodness to them, you are saying to them, you are expressing your appreciation to them verbally. As long as you are doing these two things, making dua and showing direct appreciation, you are saying it. Some of the people will say, oh, but I have told you Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa afnaytum alayhi and alayhim. Wa afnaytum alayhim bihi. You are mentioning them with goodness. You make them recognize that Jazakumullahu khairan. We really appreciate your goodness to us. Thank you very much. May Allah reward you. May Allah show you kindness. In fact, you have done so well to us, and your doing good to us was well appreciated. And all of this, say it with your mouth by way of showing appreciation. That was what he said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Hadith 215 we read yesterday. It says, فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا أَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ شَكَرَهُ. When you praise the person who does good to you, فَقَدْ شَكَرْتَهُ, you have shown him gratitude. So from the ways of showing gratitude are two. And we should be doing the two ways to people do good to us. The first one is a dua. And the best of the dua that we can make is to say what? Jazakumullahu khairan. If you have not been saying Jazakumullahu khairan before, you know the meaning now. And you know the basis now. You know the rulings now. Keep on saying it. Omar radiallahu anhu al-imam Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shayba. He reported that Umar radiallahu anhu said, and who said, if the people know the benefits of saying Jazakumullahu khairan, they'll be repeating it amongst themselves, Jazakumullahu khairan, Jazakumullahu khairan, Jazakumullahu khairan. Umar radiallahu anhu. So say Jazakumullahu khairan. If you want to say thank you, but don't leave Jazakumullahu khairan. Say Jazakumullahu khairan. Repeat Jazakumullahu khairan when people do good to you. The second thing about paying back goodness for goodness is that mention the goodness. Mention the goodness. Say it. So-and-so was kind to me. He did this to me. So-and-so was kind to me. He did this to me. So-and-so was compassionate with us. He gave us a gift. He did this to us. May Allah make us people who recognize goodness and return goodness for goodness. May Allah make us from people who recognize goodness and show goodness for goodness. This is Hadith 217, and I think the explanation is clear. It is from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, anna al-muhajirina qalu, it said that the muhajirun said that, radiallahu anhum, ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, ذهب الأنصار بالأجر كله. The Ansar have taken all the good deeds. In the wider report in Sunan al-Nasa'i, it says these are people, abzala min kathir, when they have a lot, they always give. وَأَحْسَنَ وَلَا أَحْسَنَ مُوَسَاتًا مِنْ قَلِيلٍ. And they usually give preference for themselves, even from the little that they have. min qawmin nazalna bayna azhurik. We have not seen a group of people who do that like these people that we are living amongst them. The companions, muhajirun, left Makkah. Like Allah told us in the verse that preceded that, lil fuqara al muhajirin allazina ukhriju min diyarihim wa amwalihim yabtaguna fadlan min Allah wa ridwana wa yansuruna Allah wa rasulahu. A point of reference here, muhajirun left all they had in Makkah. Not, they did not know how they would be treated in Medina, but they were doing it for the sake of Allah. When they came to Medina, Allah gave them a people who were ready to give them everything. If you leave something for the sake of Allah, He gives you what is better than what you have left. Take a point of lesson here. If you do something for the sake of Allah, no matter what you think that you have lost, Allah will pay you back with something bigger than that. When they left Makkah, they say, oh, we have left our things. But they prefer to leave those things by way of protecting their iman and preserving their iman. So they came to Medina. These were the people Allah gave them in Medina. Even the jobs that they would do in Makkah, the people of Medina would do it for them. They did everything. Don't do any work. They were there for them. These were people who had left a very hostile community. If you leave something for the sake of Allah, Allah will bring you something better than that. So the companions, the muhajirun, went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, لَقَدْ خِفْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبُوا بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ. We are afraid that these people who give us everything, they might have gotten all the rewards and we are not getting as much rewards as they would have gotten. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا, you also have rewards. They've not gone with all the rewards. You also have a means of gaining rewards. And that means is, مَا دَعَوْتُمُ اللَّهَ لَهُمْ, as long as you make dua for them, وَأَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, وَأَثْنَيْتُمْ بِالْأَجْرِ عَلَيْهِ, and you mention what they have done, وَأَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ, وَأَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ, and you praise them for what they have done. These two things are important when goodness is directed to us. Try to pay back good for good. If you don't have something to do to the one who has done to you, then pray for him and praise him. Show him physical appreciation. Show him that you recognize the goodness that he has done to you. And we should not forget, the one who is giving goodness to should not do it because he wants to be praised. Because if he does it because he wants to be praised, he loses the reward for the goodness. If he does it because he wants to be mentioned, he loses the reward for the goodness. Let's not forget this major fact about doing goodness to others. I think it will be sufficient for us, bi-iznillah, to stop here today, and then we'll continue from the subsequent classes as we read on our book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Abu Abdul Rahman, if you have one or two questions that we can attend to today, bi-iznillah, we can go on.
Jazakumullah khairan ya
akhi. Amin wa antum fa jazakumullah khairan.
Number one question, yes, is, a regular Yasongo beggar, we always beg for alms at the motor park, saying, give me for Allah's sake. Should I give her? Secondly, can I withhold giving sadaqa to a beggar for the fear that the beggar will go and sell the sadaqa to ritualists?
Well, there are a lot of things Shaitan will bring to that will not do something that we do. Some of these statements about they sell sadaqa to ritualists, they are awham. They are just things that happen sometimes. They are things that happen sometimes. There are people in their need here and there. It does not have to be the beggar on the street who is a known, well-known beggar. Just look around in your community. Look around in your community. There are a lot of people. Nobody has anything to be able to give to everybody. Who is in need? Did we hear this expression? Nobody has anything that he can distribute to everybody who has a need. You don't have it. Nobody has, no single person has a wealth that can go around all the people in need. Ask your gate man, ask your driver, ask your secretary. They have big, big, big issues around them and with them. Help them. Help them around you. Now, if you pass by someone who, for whatever reason, He says, give me for the sake of Allah. Give him for the sake of Allah. Allah will protect you. Give me for the sake of Allah. You give him just for the sake of Allah. Allah will protect you. And like we said, unless you know for certain that what you give, if you know for certain that it will be used for evil, then you cut it off. And I think all of these other questions will come under this. It has been addressed. If you are certain, maybe you are not certain. It's just about thinking. I feel, I think, they say, and all of these. And he is asking you for the sake of Allah. And you are giving him for the mightiness and you out of recognition and reverence for Allah. You don't have anything to be afraid of. You don't have anything to be afraid of. So I hope that that is clear. Unless you are certain. If you are certain that this person does so things with the money that he was given. When we're younger than this, we called a man Idi Aminu. Idi Aminu. I'm sure we remember Idi Aminu. Not, he was said to be the president of Uganda in history. There's a theme around that. And there are writings around that. There are a lot of issues regarding the personality of Idi Aminu. But we have a man, his nickname was Idi Aminu. Idi Aminu, when he is not drunk, he's dead now, may Allah forgive. When he's not drunk, he prays. He does everything. You see a normal Muslim. But when he's drunk, he does everything on the street. He's well known. Sometimes after drinking, he's now hungry. So he comes to beg for food or money for food. So you recognize that, oh, he has drunk now. If you give him money now, he will buy food, not alcohol. But when he's not drunk, we avoid to give him the money. Why? If you give him the money at the time he's not drunk, he's most likely to drink with the money than buy food. But when he's drunk, he's likely to buy food than drink. If you understand this kind of a situation, because Idi Aminu will beg you in the name of Allah. If you understand this kind of a situation, then you walk appropriately. You walk accordingly. You walk accordingly. If a woman is at the bus stop, all she does is begging. She says, give me in the name of Allah. You can give him by way of going away from this report, by way of not violating this report. But you can go back unless you know that she does things that are unlawful, as we had mentioned. But you can go back to be the one who will remove her from this begging. Madam, you ask for the sake of Allah every day. We give you for the sake of Allah. Can you leave this job of begging? Can you start selling? Can you start doing this? Can you start saying that? If you know that you pass by her every day, so much so that you have to do something about it, then you can do something about it. But avoid not giving people who ask you for the sake of Allah, no matter how small. Someone asks you for the sake of Allah, give him for the sake of Allah. Give him for the sake of Allah. Except, as we said, if you know for certain that what you are giving him, you will use it for sin or you will help him upon sin, as we have explained. If all these things are not there, just issues of air, I feel, I think, and all of these, give him for the sake of Allah. And Allah will reward you for his sake and protect you out of his power, bismillah. I hope that that addresses that, inshallah, by you, sir.
Ma'am, ya Sheikh.
Now.
Another one says, what about the person being asked for assistance in which he doesn't have but has someone's money in his possession? Can he use such money for assistance because of the name of Allah?
Yes, he can use it if you are certain that you can get the money back. Someone keeps the money with you. If it is the money actually, not in the way that it is done today. A person can transfer 500,000 in your account and you say, oh, can I use this money and then pay back? Say yes, okay. So you know you can use the money. But if it is something that's specifically placed in your charge, you may not even know when the money will be needed from you, then you do not do that because that money does not come from the money you can spend. If it comes under the money that you can ordinarily spend and pay back, as it might have been in your agreement with the one who placed the money in your charge, then you can do that, inshallah.
Another one says, please, when return goodness for goodness, Will that still be accepted as being done for the sake of Allah?
Yes. You are doing it because you obey the instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were asked, why did you pay back, sir? The Prophet told us to pay back. This is in obedience to Allah. If you are asked, why are you paying back that goodness? Why do you want to do goodness against yourself? Because the Sunnah says you should pay back. It is the Sunnah to pay back. It is a recognition of obedience to Allah. When you are asked, why are you paying back? It's sufficient answer to say, I'm paying back because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us by his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that we should pay back goodness with goodness. It is from the major way of obedience to Allah. It is still for the sake of Allah. You are obeying Allah in your act of paying back. There's a question here. Ustaz, please. There are some young and agile people that I know to continuously beg in the name of Allah, and the name of Allah was mentioned. Can we refrain from giving them and gently advise him to go and walk? It depends on his situation. If you are certain that when you give him, he will use it for something that is unlocked, you may not give. If you are certain that he can get a job to do, you can advise him. But still, brothers, let us not be stingy. It does not stop you from giving him. You are not giving him because of him. You are giving him because of the one that he has mentioned. Even if it's not a big thing, this one is able, he's agile, he has hands. So why is he asking the name of Allah? He does not have to be in their need. And he does not have to express his need to you. And you may not see the need on him. I have been asked for 500 naira by a man who is in Benz Jeep. I have been asked for 500 naira by a man in Benz Jeep. I wasn't driving a Benz Jeep, and I'm not driving a Benz Jeep till now. But a man is asking me for 500 naira. He is agile. He is strong. He is in a car. So don't say, oh, this man is strong enough to walk. Those who walk don't get into financial troubles. So don't say, oh, these are the kinds of agitation Shaitan brings in the mind of the people. If he asks you in the name of Allah, you have 20 naira, give him 5 naira from it. Give him 5 naira, because we all as human beings, we still have one thing that's disturbing us. Shufku nafs, greed. Kill that greed in you by giving him. Not because of him, but because of Allah. So if you divert the attention to consider him, you will not respect Allah and give that man that money. Give him if you have. No matter what you can give, give him something. Not because you see him as someone who can walk, or someone who shouldn't ask you, or someone who is more knowledgeable, or someone who is a professor, or someone. Nah, you are giving him because of the name of Allah that he has mentioned. And you free yourself from legislations that the Sharia has placed that you should give someone who asks you in the name of Allah. I hope that it is clear to this brother who has asked this question. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sa'ala billah fa'atuhu. Man, anybody. He did not say whether the man has a hand to walk or he has a leg to run. Or there are other narrations that address and prohibit begging. There are other reports that address and prohibit begging. When we come back there, bismillah, we'll also say that. But sometimes the people that maybe out of their own laxity that they should be doing something and they are not doing anything. They may be doing something and yet they are in trouble. Let us recognize this fact. People may be so busy working day and night, sweating day and night, yet it will not suffice for their needs. May Allah protect us. These kinds of people are even sufficient. They are even strong enough to receive zakawah. He's working day and night, but his work cannot sustain him. Give him from your zakah. So let's not deprive the people looking for excuses for our own greed. May Allah protect us.
Ameen. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Can we continue? Can we still have?
Can we go on with that? I think perhaps we can make that the last question.
This one says, please, if someone asks in the name of Rasul, what should we do?
Teach him not to ask in the name of Rasul. You ask in the name of Allah. You ask in the name of Allah. We don't ask in the name of Rasul. The Rasul himself, what he told you is, Man sa'ala billah. Whoever asks out of the mightiness, recognizing Allah's mightiness. And when Allah told us the one that we ask, he says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. In a riwayah, it says, تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. Always you are asking yourself about for help using the name of Allah. So it's, we should ask in the name of Allah, not in the name of the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I think it will suffice here, bismillah, for this class. I beg Allah to make us understand better than we have tried to explain. If someone gives you something, return good for good. If you can't find something to pay back, pray for him and praise that person who has done something to you. Mention him, pray for him so much so that he recognizes that you have prayed for him. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair.
Ameen wa antum fa jazakumullah khair.